Well, just like that, we are back. Welcome back to the second half of the Cool Jazz Countdown next to Cal LaRue. My name is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man. Well, we kick off this week's second half with one of the elegant swingers on the bass, Mr. Gerald Cannon, a sideman to the incomparable drummer Elvin Jones for 9 years and to pianist McCoy Tyner for 14 years. He pays homage to both of them on this, his latest album to be found on Woodneck Records. It's recorded live at Dizzy's Club, an 8-track program that includes 5 tunes penned by Tyner, 2 from Jones, and a Cannon original. Now, classics presented on here include Search for Peace and Inception. On the bandstand that night were David Kikowski, Joe Lovano, Lenny White, and Sherman Irby. Good gosh almighty, straight ahead all the way. His bassist Gerald Cannon live at Dizzy's Club. The music of Elvin and McCoy. It's in the 5 spot this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Definitely a show I would love to see live, man. Live at Dizzy's Club, the music of Elvin and McCoy on Woodneck Records. This is bassist Gerald Cannon. He's in the five spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. All yours.
All right, thanks so much, Brother Bass. Well, since becoming a member of the Trippin' and Rhythm Records family back in 2009, New York native and trumpeter Cindy Bradley has become a powerful and compelling presence on contemporary jazz radio and on the festival circuit. She's got 7 number one Billboard singles to boot along the way. What's more, Cindy has also applied her skills and background in a way to inspire future generations. She's conducted hundreds of jazz workshops at high school and community colleges all over the country. She also holds a master's degree in educational leadership. Bradley's back with her first full-length album in about 4 years, 10 tracks in all, featuring all original tunes produced by Mr. Greg Manning. Trumpeter Cindy Bradley right here. Her latest for Trippin' and Rhythm is called Promise. And it's in the number 4 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. There you have it, the latest from trumpeter Cindy Bradley. You'll find it on the Trippin' in Rhythm label. Album's called Promise, holding steady in the number 4 spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Yes, well, family, we do invite you to catch us on demand throughout the week. We're pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts. You can also download and stream our podcasts from our site at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, guitarist Dave Stryker is in at number 3 this week with his latest album to hit number 1 on the Jazz Week charts. He held that spot for a few weeks with his latest on his own Strike Zone Records. Once again, he's with his masterful trio with McClenty Hunter on drums and Jerry Gold on organ, and a plus one with a world-renowned saxophonist that he shared the stage plenty of times with but never had recorded on record with. Bob Mincer, whose name you may know from Cologne's WDR Big Band or to the jazz staple Yellow Jackets. Now let me tell you, the synergy on this album is mind-boggling. 9 tracks of improvisation that leave you wanting more. From the soulful organ groove to the plucking and strumming of the guitar that turns into a vivid storyteller with the saxophone providing the soundtrack. My, my, my. A compelling collection of tunes presented here on Groove Street, the latest of Dave Stryker Trio with Bob Mincer holding on to the number 3 position this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. some serious story time and improv all throughout this album. Dave Stryker Trio with Bob Mentzer. The album is called Groove Street, and it holds steady at number 3 here on our survey.
Alrighty, man. Well, vocalist Lindsey Webster's ability to skillfully straddle the fences that separate jazz, R&B, and pop have put her in the discussion with some of the best singers to do just that. Names like Anita Baker, Will Downing, Sade, and Mesa come to mind. Well, we've been enjoying the fruits of Miss Webster's most recent effort for the Shaughnessy label since the fall of 2022. And on the strength of another single, the album is making another run atop the contemporary charts. Some impressive collaboration work on this most recent project, including bassist Nathan East, trumpeters Nicholas Payton and Randy Brecker, and pianist Brian Culbertson, who plays trumpet and trombone on the album, among others. And by her side, at least musically, Webster's longtime musical partner, former husband, pianist Keith Slattery. It's Lindsey Webster here. Her most recent effort for the Shaughnessy label is called Reasons, and it's in the number 2 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
I close my eyes, it's late at night, I'm falling asleep. And as the day leads to the night, and you're on my mind, I find you energy. There you stand, just a man who wants to love me. Thank you.
There it is, the lovely voice of Miss Lindsay Webster. Yeah. You'll find it on the Shonicky label. Her latest album's called Reasons. It's holding steady in the number two spot this week here on our survey. All right, we're headed into the home stretch. Brother Bass, who's got that top spot this week, man?
Yes, well, Ulysses Owens Jr. was definitely destined for stardom with such a powerful name. The multi-Grammy award-winning drummer, once dubbed a young lion in the game, is now paying it forward, educating the next generation of jazz leaders on his new seller music group recording, titled A New Beat. The album is a fusion of classic jazz standards with some inventive perspectives. Now, the band that he's playing with, it's called Generation Y. It comes out of a four-year partnership of mentorship of emerging artists like Irina Turakuba, Sarah Hanahan, Anthony Hervey, and Benny Bennick III, who's already made a name for himself as a leader. All of them showcase their innovation backed by their leader for 4 weeks straight. Here is drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y with A New Beat. It holds strong in the number one position this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Yes, the next generation is looking strong. This here, Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y. A new beat. You'll find it on the Seller Music Group, and it holds steady at number one again here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, just like that, we have counted them down from 10 to 1, and we invite you to take a listen again and tell a friend. You can find us pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and more. And you can always go directly to our podcast site at countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right, and you can stay connected with The Countdown on social media to get links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from recent shows, and a whole lot more. Be sure you're following us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of TenShare Media and TVM Productions. Our show is mixed and produced by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, enjoy your spring. This is Marcellus Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.